meetings. We will correct you, don't worry. We just need Mum PB is a guarantee. So yeah, so we'll correct. We'll correct.
Yo. Stanford for call ready.
Yeah, Mr. Nyambi said he will be joining. So we'll correct. We'll correct.
Okay. Good morning, honorable members and ladies and gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning, Chairperson.
Morning, morning.
Morning, Chairperson.
How are you, Mama?
I'm okay, Mama. And how are you, Mama?
Good. I was trying to greet Mama before you come.
Mama. Don't run out of Baba, say, how Baba Wama love you.
Chair, we correct.
We correct.
We correct, like I said, we would.
Oh, okay. I am not going to waste time because we still have a long work to do. I mean, yes. Let me welcome honorable members. Welcome honorable members from the provincial legislature, members from provincial legislature in this platform. Feel free to participate. You are members. You are allowed in the NCOP to participate. So if you feel to ask questions or to vote or to do anything, you are allowed to do that. So members from the provincial legislature, you are welcome. And let me welcome the department for joining us today and the entities that are here today and all the guests that are here, you are welcome. Our staff from the National Parliament, you are welcome. I am not going to waste time asking to say a lot because our work is too much today to do. Give us the agenda for today, after.
Chairperson, today we are dealing with the negotiating mandates on the NEM level. And also be adopting the minutes from last week. The procedure will be the same as we did with the Forest Bill, was that Dr. Lekalakala is a committee researcher. He will be reading the negotiating mandates of the provinces. Thereafter, once he's read it, the committee members, department, state law advisors will then engage on the mandate. Thereafter, we will vote on the individual proposed amendments, exactly what we did with Forest. The voting, when I do the voting, members will have three options: support, not support, abstain. Thank you,
Chair. Thank you very much, Asta. Do we have any apologies?
We've got three apologies, Chair. Mr. Oskachny, Ms. Mukause, and Mr. Arnold.
Okay, thank you very much. Western Cape is not there. All of them. And Northern Cape. It's Western Cape and Northern Cape, okay?
Correct, Chair.
Sure, thank you. Can we start? I think We can start with the negotiating mandate.
Chair, Chair, may I just interrupt before we start, Chair? Could we just find out if there are any members from the provincial legislature on the platform so that we could record who they are?
Okay, okay. Let's start from Eastern Cape. Besides Mandongeni, do we have any members from the legislature? Free State, from beside the permanent delegate, do we have a member from the legislature? Gauteng? Let me check. Do we have any member from the legislature? Any province?
None, Chair, so we can proceed.
None. They will join. I think Limpopo will join us because I was told they will join.
Okay, Chair.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Chairperson.
Yes, sir.
Chairperson, yes, my sincere apologies. It's Comrade Gift from the Ministry, the PLO of Minister. May I sincere pass her apology? May I sincere pass her apology as she's attending cabinet committee meetings today and the NC and CCC meeting later on.
Okay. Thank you. Minister, she is not able to attend our meeting today because of cabinet. We know that normally when we hold a meeting in the month, but cabinet, is it not on Wednesday? Okay, no, but nevertheless, it's fine. It's fine. The sometimes they on a special cabinet, ne? It's fine. Let's continue. Honorable member, can we continue, Aska?
Thank you, Chairperson. Dr. Lekalakala will be reading the mandate. So you'll start off with the Eastern Cape mandate, Chairperson.
Okay. Dr. Taylor.
Morning, Chair.
Yes.
Can you see my slides?
Yes.
Okay. The Eastern Cape Provincial Legislature mandate reads as follows. On the National Environmental Laws Amendment Bill 2017, B14D-2017, the deliberation was conducted on the 21st of August 2020. The province votes in favor of the bill and amends the Eastern Cape and mandates the Eastern Cape delegates to the NCOP to negotiate within the following parameters. Clause 12, open bracket, amending Section 28 of the National Environmental Management Act, close bracket. Section 28 of the National Environmental Management Act, 1998, open bracket, Act number 107 of 1998, close bracket, which deals with the duty of care and the remediation of environmental damage, has extended its powers to include municipal managers. The role of the municipal managers therefore needs to be clarified with respect to municipalities' capacity to manage the related compliance and enforcement functions. Second point, general. Mining in and around World Heritage sites needs to be revisited. The bill does not address the development of these sites. There is a need for a law to address the development of the World Heritage sites using the environmental impact assessment on a case-by-case basis. Signed by Honorable Ndamesi on the 21st of August 2020. I mean, thank you.
Department. Now I give department to...
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am. Are you leading the department?
Good morning, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. I'm Linda Gallup. I'm the Chief Director for Law Reform and Policy Coordination. I will lead the department, and with us today in the committee is, and I will start in no particular order, Mr. Sydney Nkosi, who is the Acting Deputy Director General for Biodiversity and Conservation, Ms. Vanessa Benderman, who is the Acting Deputy Director General for Regulatory Compliance and Sector Monitoring, Mr. Mark Dean from our Enforcement, Ms. Dr. D. Fisher, then also Ms. Skumsan Sanga, as well as Mr. Vincent Kololo, and as well as Mr. Rian Oukamp and Ms. Buyiswa Ndibongo. I will lead the delegation, and I will then take you through our comments. In relation to the comment that the role of municipal managers needs to be clarified in respect to municipalities' capacity to manage related compliance and enforcement function, we are saying that the duty to undertake compliance and enforcement with the provisions of the NEMA and the CMAS is divided among all three spheres of government, namely the national, provincial, and local government. And the constitution allocates the municipalities the power to undertake compliance and enforcement in respect to functional areas as set out in Part B of Schedule 4 and 5 of the constitution. As such, there has been ongoing projects to develop the environmental management inspectorate capacity at municipal level, resulting in the designation of 410 local authority EMIs in 64 municipalities. And the proposed amendment is to provide a municipal manager with the power to issue directives Section 28 directives, and that is just to enable them to execute their original competence. So there are no amendments, really further amendments required in terms of the Act, the section of the Act. Clause 38. In relation to the bill needs to address enable mining within World Heritage sites. The current Section 48 does not allow mining in the core of a World Heritage site, but it does provide for mining in the buffer zone of a World Heritage Site where it is declared as a protected environment. Currently, the Act says with the concurrence of both the Minister of Forestry, Fishery and the Environment Minister, the Minister of Forestry, Fisheries and the Environment, and the Minister of Mineral Resources and Energy. But we are not supporting that it allows mining within the core. At the moment, mining can only take place within the buffer zone if it's declared as a protected environment. So we do not support any further amendments to the Act.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Legal advisor and state advisor, law advisor, come in. That energy and so advocate, can you assist us? Are they not in your meeting?
Chairperson, the the parliamentary law advisor was in the meeting unless he got kicked out. But he was in the meeting when we started this morning.
Advocate, state law advisor.
Sir, this is what was.
Can you
type?
Right. Oh, I forgot.
Chair, I just received a message from the parliamentary law advisor. He is battling with connection. So he is trying to get back. He is trying to rejoin the platform. He says just bear with him. He is trying to get back onto the platform. Maybe the state law advisor can type on the chat what he is. Saying
if he's unable to speak, he can write like last time
on the chat.
Yes. While we are waiting for them, honorable member, let me hear members. Let me hear members what they are saying. I give back to you, Aska.
Thank you, Chair. Basically, what the chairperson has requested is that while we wait for the legal advisors, maybe the members could discuss matters further with the department while we wait for the legal advisors. The floor is given to the honourable members. I'm just checking for Chair. I'm just monitoring whether the parliamentary law advisor is back on the platform or not.
If none, Aska.
Recording in progress.
Chairperson.
If none, we can go to vote.
The process is up to you, Chair.
Yeah. Let's go to vote. Let's start.
Okay. The Eastern Cape. Eastern Cape had one proposed amendment. Let me call it up. Which was clause 12, amending section 28. I put the proposed, Eastern Cape's proposed amendment to a vote. Eastern Cape.
Mando Ngeni.
Are you
voting? But it's your mandate, obviously.
Yes.
So you support?
Yes, I support.
Okay. Support. Free State.
Free State supports.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KZN.
KZN, yeah, I said that.
Yeah, I said that support.
Kunjal.
Limpopo.
Limpopo, right.
I was asking whether the because I know there is a member from the legislature from Limpopo, but you keep quiet, honourable member. You are welcome.
Could I please have the?
Oh, I joined when you had already passed that space, madam.
Okay, is it a chairperson? Yeah. The chairperson of the portfolio committee. Name?
Donald Slumley.
Yes. I stand out.
Okay, so Limpopo support. Mpumalanga?
Abstain.
Northern Cape, not on the platform. Northwest?
Mugwani Buprima, why am I here?
Northwest?
Accept. Support.
Support. Okay. We have Northern Cape, Western Cape, not on the platform. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 provinces, six provinces support, one abstain. So the Eastern Cape mandate is accepted. Doctor, we can read the Free State mandate. Thank you.
Before you read, Doc, can you try to get hold of state law advisor, Aska, and legal advisor, Mr. Nachi?
I'm checking the state law advisor, Mr. Quetta, is on the platform.
Okay.
And he's the one with the voice problem, like me. And Nati is still trying to get back on the platform. He is in contact with me. This is that these are serious network issues.
Okay. But, Advocate Quetta, you can write on the chat like you did last week.
Yes, yeah. I'll just do that.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Okay, sir. You can continue, Doc, to read.
Yes. The Free State mandate reads as follows. The National Environmental Management Law Bill, B14D-2017, deliberated on the 9th of October 2020. The Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Rural Economic Development, Small Business, Sports, Arts and Culture, as designated by the Free State Legislature, votes in favor of the bill with the following amendments. Clause 2. The definition of environmental management instruments must be capable of considering all those other things that may be considered as environmental instruments as defined within the different provinces. The recommendation. Kindly consider adding any relevant approved provincial biodiversity and or conservation plans in the definition. Clause 3, in brackets A, this clause refers to the word conservation. There is no particular legislation defining what the meaning of legislation is. The recommendation, the word conservation must be defined under the NEMA law. Clause 4, in bracket A, the purpose of the inclusion of this word or is not clear. Recommendation, kindly consider and amend accordingly. Clause 5, in bracket C, the meaning of in control of must be clarified. The recommendation, define in control of under the definition clause. Clause 8 in brackets 3, section 24P in brackets 3, calls upon the applicant to determine the amount applicable for financial provision. This sounds like a provision for a self-regulating system. Is this the intention of the bill? Recommendation, kindly provide clarity. Clause 8 in brackets 6, the words end instead of or at the end of section 24P, 8 in brackets 6 in brackets D is capable of many interpretations. Recommendation, kindly provide clarity. Clause 9. This clause amends section 24P and it provides for the review of the financial provision for the mining activity every 3 years. In terms of section 27 in brackets A of the MPRDA, A mining permit is valid for a period specified in the permit, which may not exceed a period of 2 years and may be renewed for 3 terms for a period not exceeding 1 year. Recommendation. This amendment does not take into account consideration the period, does not take into account consideration the period provided for the MPRDA. Kindly consider. Continuation of clause 9, section 17 in bracket 6 of the MPRDA, prospecting right is valid for a period specified period in the right, which period not exceeding 5 years, and in terms of section 8 in brackets 4 of MPRDA, prospecting rights may be renewed once for not more than 3 years. Recommendation. The financial provision or review thereof in terms of section 24P does not take this provision into consideration. Kindly consider. Clause 5 in brackets 5, clause 9, sorry, in brackets 5. It is a recourse where the remediation cost exceeds the determined financial provision. Recommendation, kindly provide clarity. Clause 11, this clause repeals section 24, I'm not sure if it's that S, which deals with management of residual stockpiles and deposits in terms of NEMA Waste Act of 2008. However, motivation and provision of clause 59 in brackets section 4 in brackets B A of NEMA Water Act close bracket amends the Waste Act to effect the stockpile and residual deposits are no longer regulated under the NEMA Water Act but under the NEMA. Recommendation, kindly provide clarity. The NEMPA Protected Areas Act, clause 39. The clause amends section 57 by making provision for the appointment of the CFO to the board of SANParks to provide mandatory on basis of King the Third report according to the department. King the Third provides that for a sustainable reporting, financial reporting must only be added, but it must be integrated in all the reports of the board. Although there might be a valid reasons, the recommendation by King III for integrated financial reports of the board, this does not make a clause, a case for the appointment of the CFO into the board, but could be one of the reasons for appointing the CFO into the board. Note should be taken that strategically integration of ethical standards should be driven by the top, by the board, with the CEO or designated executive board member being the visible link between the board and the executive. The recommendation. The CFO is already a director of the company with their statutory duties, and putting the CEO, the CFO on the board has potential of bringing conflict between the CEO and the CFO. Appointing the CFO on the board may be useful to ensure that the CFO is directly accountable as a director of the specific accounts that she or he or she was responsible for producing before the board. Making an appointment of the CFO mandatory through a piece of legislation is detrimental, and such a decision must not be taken lightly. A careful and weighed-up consideration of the benefits and disadvantages is hereby recommended. Alternatively, such a decision must be left at the discretion of the minister as the shareholder. The NEMPA Biodiversity Act, Clause 17. This clause still provides for the minister to instruct the EMIs to intervene where necessary. However, the EMIs are in general appointed by the MEC. Protocols might be defeated the ends of justice. Recommendation. Recommend to give the MEC discretion to mandate the EMIs for purpose of proper oversight and monitoring of implementing of the law. The National Environmental Management Act, Air Quality Act of 2004, Clause 34. This introduces the Municipal Council as the appealing authority in decision taken by the municipal managers. This was a challenge in relation to the department, as there were no guidelines on the appointment and timeframes of the appeals tribunal by the MECs. Recommendation. Already municipalities are facing a number of service delivery challenges. Imposing the function of appeals to the municipal council is going to burden the councils. The committee suggests that the council may be requested to provide reasons for any adverse decisions and the appeal to be lodged with the MEC responsible for environmental affairs. This is in line with the premise that departments are more empowered to handle issues of environment as core business. This will assist in handling matters speedily. National Environmental Management, Integrated Coastal Management Act of 2008, Clause 56. Amendment of the Act for the express provision for the retrospective application of Section 60 of the Act. Recommendation. The committee notes the general principle that the law cannot apply retrospectively unless it is specifically provided for by Parliament after due processes of public participation. The public participation was duly undertaken and there were no objections to this effect. The committee was duly advised and therefore supports this amendment. The National Environmental Management Waste Act, Clause 57. This section refers to the residue deposits and residue stockpiles being regulated in terms of the NEMA, whereas Section 24S, which deals with the residue deposits and stockpile under the NEMA, has been repealed. Recommendation. Kindly reconcile this cross-referencing for clarity. Clause 67 in brackets 1, in brackets D, in brackets 4, causes confusion. Kindly delete or rephrase. Clause 75. The usage of the word after section 69 and 70 is capable of different interpretations. Kindly amend it to read must. This was signed by the Honorable Radebe on the 9th of October, 2020.
Are you done, Doctor? Hello?
Oh, yes, I'm done here, sorry.
Okay. Department?
Okay, thank you, Honorable Chief. In terms of Clause 1, Section 1 of NEMA, where it is suggested that any relevant approved provincial biodiversity and conservation plans be added to the definition of environmental management instrument. The department is not in support of that, but due to the fact that the biodiversity and conservation plans are not usually developed for the purposes of Chapter 5 of NEMA, But the current wording of the definition, identifies that any that an environmental management instrument includes any instrument developed over time. This will allow for provincial biodiversity and conservation plans to be regarded as an instrument when appropriate in circumstances and when developed for the purposes of Chapter 5 of NEMA. So it's possible to read it in the current definition if it's developed for that purpose. So we do not suggest an amendment to include specifically at this stage. What needs to be noted, Honorable Chair, is that there's a mistake in the bill currently. When the definition was included in Section 1, the Section 24(5)(b) capital A, and that is in Clause 3C, the wording after including and then it lists also the environmental management instruments, and it lists more of that is currently in section in section one of the act that we recommend to be included must then come out. So that there's a consequential amendment that needs to be done. Otherwise, the bill will be incorrect. In relation to Clause 3A, Section 24(2) of NEMA, the clause, there was a suggestion that conservation be defined. We do not think there's an amendment required because the term conservation does not appear in Clause 3A. However, Clause 3A in the current bill, and we think it's when the bill was typed, there was a mistake because portion B, 3A, should only contain an amendment to the term environmental management instrument, but should not refer to the exclusion from an environmental authorization. You will see if you look at Clause 3A, it's not amended. But the wording doesn't reflect the original wording of the Act, which is not suggested to be amended. So that clause needs to be amended to correctly reflect the current provisions of the Act because it's currently incorrectly reflected there. And we think it was a typing error when the bill was printed. Clause 4A, Section 24C2A, the purpose of the inclusion of the words or is not clear, and we support that, and we are of the view that the amendment is required. A further amendment is proposed to make it clear that the minister responsible for mineral resources is the competent authority within activities and mining activity. It is a NEMA environmental authorization is required for a mining right, permit, permission or consent in terms of the Mineral Petroleum and Resources Development Act. And we thought it would make it clearer where an application requiring an environmental authority, environmental authorization is not for an activity associated with the MPRDA right, permit, permission or consent. It is such consent is not required or has already been obtained for a mining portion of a development. The intention is that the minister responsible for mineral resources should not be the competent authority. In cases where an environmental authorization is required without MPRDA mining right, permit, permission or consent in an environmental authorization application, the relevant province or the national minister responsible for the environment will be the competent authority, depending on the normal criteria set out in Section 24(c)(2) of NEMA. In addition, it is proposed that the principle of enabling an agreement between the Minister responsible for environment, the MEC, and the Minister responsible for mineral resources as proposed in clause 68 for section 43.3 of the Waste Act also be incorporated in the proposed amendment of section 24C3 of the NEMA. These two proposed amendments should enable the determination of the competency far better than is currently the case, and this will also assist with numerous implementation challenges that have arisen since the implementation of the One Environmental System in December 2014. So what we proposed as text is section 24C, capital 2A, the minister responsible for mineral resources must be identified as the competent authority in terms of subsection 1, where the listed or specified activity is a mining activity, and mining activity then needs to be defined. Mining activity is then defined as means an activity which requires a permission, right, permit or consent in terms of the Mineral and Petroleum Resources Development Act 2002, including hydraulic fracturing and reclamation, which also requires environmental authorization. Section 24C3 and there needs to be amended. The minister responsible for mineral resources and the MEC may agree that applications for environmental authorizations with regard to any activity or class of activities contemplated in subsections 2 and 2B may be dealt with by the MEC or the minister responsible for mineral resources, and B, in respect of which the MEC is identified that as the competent authority may be dealt with by the minister or the minister responsible for mineral resources. And then there are consequential amendments required to section 24C12. A person who wishes to apply for an environmental authorization for a mining activity, which also involves an activity that requires a license or permit in terms of any specific environmental management act, must simultaneously apply for an environmental authorization after the acceptance of the application in terms of the Mineral and Petroleum Resources Act. So we just think take the mining activity, which we defined through in that clause. And there's also a consequential amendment required to section 43 in brackets 1 capital A of the National Environmental Management Waste Act, the proposed text. The minister responsible for mineral resources is the licensing authority where the waste management activity is a mining activity as defined in the National Environmental Management Act. So what we suggest that if the committee takes on the wording as suggested by the department, that then some consequential amendments be made. Clause 5C, section 24G of NEMA, the meaning of in control of must be clarified. Define in control under the definition clause. That is what was recommended. We do not support it. The amendment to section 24G of NEMA seeks to extend the category of persons that can apply for a section 24G authorization. Not only will a person who conducted or undertook a listed or specified activity be entitled to apply, but also a person in control of that property or a successor entitled. This is to widen the ambit of persons that will be brought into the regulatory regime. The concept of person in control is already used in section 28 of NEMA. it is submitted that this is not an open-ended concept and can be determined through reasonable legal or factual inquiry. Then clause 8.3, section 24p3 of NEMA. Section 24, the comment was that section 24p3 calls upon the applicant to determine the amount applicable for financial provision. This sounds like a provision for self-regulation system. Is this the intention of the bill? This is not the intention of the bill. The amount is determined through a regulated process, which includes the preparation and costing of plans and the application of regulated calculations. All these things are determined by regulation, and the process is therefore not a self-regulatory system. Clause 8.6, that is section 24P of NEMA, the word and instead of or at the end of the section. We are of the view is capable of many interpretations. That is the view. Kindly provide clarity. The and is qualified as the provision indicates that the vehicles which must be used include and a and then and. This means any of the options provided may be used, and not all vehicles must be used for a single case. So we do not think that there are many interpretation capable in this instance. Clause 9, section 24PA of NEMA. This clause amends section 24P, and it provides for the review of the financial provisioning for mining activity every 3 years. And it says that the amendment does not take in consideration the periods provided for the in the MPRDA kindly considered. We support this because we think that the amendment is required. The current wording is prescriptive and does not consider the shorter validity periods of certain MPRDA permits. The review and audit periods should be prescribed in regulation to allow for the variety of conditions. So what we say is, rather than to have it in the Act, let's rather move it, prescription of the periods to regulations where one can have more flexibility. We therefore recommend the following amendment to section 24PA1. A holder of an environmental authorization for a mining activity, holder or holder of an old order right, must A, maintain and retain a financial provision until a closure certificate is issued by the minister responsible for mineral resources in terms of the Mineral and Petroleum Resources Development Act 2002, B, review and adjust the environmental liability as prescribed, C, at intervals as prescribed, subject the financial provision and the basis of the calculation to an independent audit, D, at intervals as prescribed, submit to the minister responsible for mineral resources an audit report, E, publish at intervals as prescribed the review decision in a provincial newspaper as well as a newspaper distributed within a municipal area within which the mining operation is located, and indicated where the review can be obtained, and if annually undertake the mitigation and rehabilitation measures as prescribed. Consequential, at the moment when this is then introduced, it will also require consequential amendments to section 24PA5. If the person contemplated in subsection 1 fails to mitigate and rehabilitate environmental impacts as prescribed, the minister responsible for mineral resources or the minister responsible for water affairs may, upon written notice to such person, use all or part of the financial provision contemplated in this section to rehabilitate or manage the environmental impacts in question. Consequential move of the definition of audits, we suggest that there is a consequential move of the definition of audit from Section 1 to Clause 8, Section 24P, and also apply to Section 24PA, Clause 9, and an amendment to the definition of audit so that audit means a review of the scientific and engineering acceptability of the measures and the adequacy of related costs associated with the financial provision as prescribed. The word audit is referred to in other provisions of NEMA, but it doesn't have the same meaning. The meaning that we of the word audit that we give now only apply to Section 24P and Section 24PA and should not apply to where the word is used for audit in terms of other provisions of NEMA. Clause 9, Section 24PA of NEMA, Section 176 of the NPRDA, it's again about a period, and so it is, so we then recommend that maybe that these periods be rather than prescribed by regulations because it can take into account the various scenarios. Clause 9.5 and Section 24P of NEMA, is there a recourse where the remediation costs exceed the determined financial provision, provide clarity? The financial provisioning regulation 2015 as amended provides that annual review of the adequacy of the financial provision must be undertaken and adjustments made if necessary. The financial provision therefore should always be appropriate to the level of environmental impact that must be remediated. Clause 11, Section 24S of NEMA. This clause repeals Section 24S and then move it to NEMA. However, the motivation and provision under Clause 59 amends the Waste Act to effect that stockpiles in residue deposits are no longer regulated under NEMWA but under NEMA. So why do we then recommend the repeal of Section 24S? We do not think that it requires any amendment to Section 24S because the power to make regulations in terms of NEMA for residue deposits and stockpile already exists in Section 24.5B Roman 6. It is there in the existing Act already and we do not require any further amendments. Clause 17, Section 31B, 31C and 42 of NEMA. This clause still provides for the minister to instruct EMIs to intervene where necessary. And the suggestion is that the MSCs also be given the power, the discretion to mandate the EMIs for proper oversight and monitoring of the implementation of the law. We do not support it. There is no amendment required. Unlike environment, this clause specifically relates to the minerals, the mineral or the mining function. Unlike environment, which is a concurrent national and provincial competency, in accordance to Schedule 4 of the Constitution, mineral and petroleum resources are a residual national competence This is the reason why there is a National Department of Mineral Resources and Energy with regional offices. If the Minister of Forestry and Fisheries and the Environment, after consultation with the Minister responsible of Mineral Resources, directs EMIs to support the environmental, mineral and petroleum inspectors to execute their mandate, it is appropriate that these EMIs be from the National Department because it is a national function. Clause 34, Section 43 of NEMA. This introduces the Municipal Council as the appeal authority, and the suggestion is that because there may be capacity challenges, that then that power should be rather given to the MECs. The appeal provision has been amended to provide for an appeal against a Section 28 directive but issued by the municipal manager to be made to the municipal council, but it's not just in that instance. It's also where atmospheric emission licenses are issued in terms of the Air Quality Act, that there is an appeal to Section 43. The municipal manager mandate to issue the Section 28 directive is limited in the absence of a delegation or assignment to pollution or degradation that is directly related to be the functional areas that are the exclusive original competence of the local authorities in terms of Part B of Schedule 4 and 5 of the Constitution. In light of this, the MEC would not be the competent authority to hear these appeals due to the fact that the functional areas provided for in Part B of Schedule 4 and 5 of the Constitution are the exclusive executive competence of the local authority. So they have the executive competence, and that is why we suggest that there is appeal to the municipal manager. Currently, under the Air Quality Act, the appeals are done in terms of the Municipal Systems Act, and with these provisions now in place, all the appeals will be done under Section 43 of NEMA. Clause 39, Section 57 of the Protected Areas Act. It's about where we ask that the CFO be part of the board, and we cited that King 3 is the reason for that. And as they correctly pointed out, King 3 doesn't make so specifically provision that a CFO must be on the board. But King 4 states that as a minimum, the CEO and one another executive should be appointed to the governing body to ensure that there is more than one point of integration with management. The executive other than the CEO to be appointed to the board may be the CFO or another designated executive deemed to be appropriate for the organization. For public entities, there should be no perceived conflict between the CEO and the CFO. The minister may only make the appointment if the relevant legislation provides for this, and in the absence of such provision, an appointment cannot be made. Leaving this to the discretion of the minister, therefore, is not appropriate. Clause 43, Section 3 of the Biodiversity Act. The committee, we just take note of the comment there. Clause 56, Section 60 of the Equality Act. There is also just support provided. Clause 59 and Section 24 is of NEMA and NEMWA. Again, the issue of the residue deposits and stockpiles with the deletion of Section 24 is. We say we do not require an amendment because there is already a section 24.5b Roman 6 in Nehemiah, which provides for regulations to be made by the minister. So that is the reason why we still suggest the deletion of section 24S. Clause 67, section 41 of the Waste Act. If this causes confusion, kindly delete or rephrase. And we say no amendment is required. Clause 67.1d 4, Roman 4 provides for the deletion of the following words. Currently provided in NEMBA is not contaminated. So we are not sure what a confusion there is. We are of the view that no amendment is required. The usage of the word may in section 69 and 70 is capable of different interpretation. And the suggestion is that it must read must. That is now section 69 and 70 of the Waste Act. The power, and we do not support it because the power to make regulations is never worded in a compulsory manner in legislation. It is an enabling provision providing the entity described, in this case, the minister or the MEC, with the ability to issue regulations should circumstances require such. Thank you, Chair. That is all from my side.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Now, Natif on the platform, he can advise us. And members, can you read on the chat? Advocate is written on the chat. Is it Nati in the platform?
Yes, Chair is on the platform. He is in the platform, Chair.
He can say something.
Yeah, I'm just. Yes. I just sent him a message to talk. Yes, Jay, he's battling to speak, as you can hear him.
Still having battling with the network.
Yeah, so I don't know, Jay, we'll take your guidance.
You have maybe first. I mean, okay. Members, on the chat for members on the chat. Quickly.
You're not breaking. We can't hear you well.
Okay. The comment from the Parliament Legal Advisor reads as follows. I concur with the responses from the department regarding the negotiating mandate from the Free State. The proposed technical amendment to the definition environmental management instrument and the proposed amendments to section 24C, in brackets 2A and 24C, in brackets 3 and 24C, in brackets 12, and the definition of mining activity and section 24 in brackets PA, the word may is more appropriate that the word, I presume it's than the word must, because it allows the minister the discretion to make regulations from time to time. If the committee agrees to amend to this amendment. Such amendments will have due captured in C list amendments.
Doc, you are breaking.
Oh, okay. Okay. The comment from the legal advisor chair reads, I concur with the responses from the department regarding the negotiated mandate from the Free State. The proposed technical amendment to the definition environmental management instrument and the proposed amendments to sections 24C in brackets 2A and 24C in brackets 3 and 24C in brackets 12 and the definition of mining activity in section 24 in brackets PA. The word may is more appropriate than the word must because it allows the minister the discretion to make regulations from time to time. If the committee agrees to the amendment, such amendments will duly captured in C list amendments. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Members, you have had the advice from legal advisor and the department. Now I am back to you after voting.
Okay.
I am back to you for voting.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Chairperson. I will do the voting as per the mandate. I'm just checking the quorum. We still correct very well. Okay, Chairperson, Free State's mandate, clause 2. I put it to a vote. Eastern Cape?
Eastern Cape, yes, yeah.
Okay, is that a support?
Yes, support.
Okay, support. Free State?
Free State is in favor.
Okay. Gauteng?
Gauteng support.
KZN?
KZN is Sega.
Yes, class.
Okay. KZN, is that a support?
Yes, KZN okay. Support.
Thank you. Limpopo? Limpopo. Chairperson.
Limpopo.
Chairperson.
Hello.
Yes. Limpopo.
Hello. We are struggling to hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, Chairperson. Yes. I can hear you. We are voting for Free State on C and close to the first one. Do you support? Not support.
We support.
Okay. Mpumalanga?
We support Free State.
Mpumalanga?
Mpumalanga support.
Northern Cape, not on the platform. Northwest?
Northwest support.
Western Cape, not on the platform. Okay. Clause 3A. Clause 3A, Eastern Cape. Eastern Cape. Eastern Cape. Okay, we'll come back to Eastern Cape. Free State.
Eastern Cape, yes, Casa.
Free State is in support.
You can press and then we'll come back to it.
Okay. Free State support.
Yes, Free State does support.
Okay, Eastern Cape, are you supporting, ma?
Yes.
Okay. Gauteng? Gauteng?
Gauteng support.
KZN?
KZN support.
Limpopo? Limpopo?
Limpopo?
Okay, we'll come back. Mpumalanga?
Support.
Northern Cape, not on the plot from Northwest.
Support.
Western Cape's not on the platform. Coming back to Limpopo. Limpopo. Okay, Limpopo is present, but they are unable to speak, so they're not on the platform for now.
Okay. Limpopo?
Limpopo, we are here.
Okay, Limpopo, we are voting on 3A.
Come on, Jim.
We are voting on clause 3A. You support, not support, abstain?
We support. We support.
Support. Okay. We're now voting on clause 4A. Eastern Cape?
Eastern Cape support.
Eastern
Cape. Can
you
hear me?
Yes, support.
Yes.
Free State.
Free State support.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Support.
Northern Cape, not on the platform. Northwest.
Support.
Western Cape, not on the platform. The next clause would be clause 5C. Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape support.
Free State.
Free State support.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KZN.
Support.
Limpopo.
Support.
Thank you.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Northern Cape not on the platform. Northwest.
Support.
Western Cape not on the platform. Clause 8-3. Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape support.
Free State.
Free State support.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga. Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Northern Cape not on the platform. Northwest.
Support.
Western Cape not on the platform. We now move to clause 8-6. Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape support.
Free State.
Free State support.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KwaZulu-Natal support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Northern Cape not on the platform. Northwest. Chairperson, Northwest.
Support.
Western Cape not on the platform. Now we go to clause 9, amending section 24P. Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape support.
Free State.
Free State support.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Support.
Northwest.
Support.
Northern Cape, Western Cape, not on the platform. Now move to close 9, meaning section 7 and 6 of the MPRDA. Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape support.
Free State.
Support.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KZN.
KZN.
Limpopo.
Limpopo supports.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga supports.
Northwest.
Northwest.
Can Northwest please repeat? Chairperson, could you repeat your vote, please? Northwest.
Support.
Okay. Northern Cape, Western Cape, not on the platform. Clause 9-5. Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape support.
Free State.
Support.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Northwest.
Northwest support.
Northern Cape, Western Cape, not on the platform. Then we have clause number 11. Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape support.
Free State.
Support.
Gauteng.
Support.
KZN.
Support.
Support.
Popo.
Support.
Mpumalanga.
Support.
Northwest.
Support.
Northern Cape, Western Cape, not on the platform. Now we come to the proposed amendments on NEMPA, which is clause 39. Eastern Cape.
Support.
Free State.
Support.
Gauteng.
Support.
KZN.
Support. Support.
Limpopo.
Support.
Mpumalanga.
Support.
Northwest.
Support.
Northern Cape, Western Cape, not on the platform. Now we come to NEMBA, the Biodiversity Act, Clause 17. Eastern Cape.
Support.
Free State.
Support.
Gauteng. Gauteng. Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KZN.
KZN support.
So no one have Limpopo support.
Okay, Limpopo. Mpumalanga.
Support.
Northwest.
Support.
Northern Cape, Western Cape, not on the platform. Come to the Air Quality Act is clause 34. Eastern Cape.
Support.
Support. Free State support.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo support.
Limpopo support.
Are you too?
Yeah,
there's an echo. I'm not coming up. I don't know.
Oh.
I'm not sure that's my baby. Okay. But I didn't see anyone.
Okay. Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Northern Cape not on the platforms. Northwest.
Support.
Western Cape not on the platform. Sorry about my voice. Free State, the Integrated Coastal Management, Clause 56. Eastern Cape.
Support.
Free State.
Support.
Houghton.
Houghton support.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Northwest.
Support.
Okay. Then we have the waste management would be Clause 59, Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape support.
Free State.
Free State support.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
Limpopo. I'm sorry, KZN. KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Northwest.
Support.
Okay, Clause 67, Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape support.
Free State.
Free State support.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Northwest.
Northwest support.
And the last one is Clause 75. Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape support.
Free support. Free State.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo. Limpopo.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Good. Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Northwest.
Support.
Thank you, Chair. That concludes the voting on the Free State. I will give a report now, Chair. I'm looking at all the... All Free States proposed amendments were accepted with a 7-province vote in support, Chairperson.
Thank you very much.
Gauteng is the next mandate, Chairperson.
Yes, Gauteng. Can you, before I can give to Dr. Lekalakala, Mam Kwenya, are you able to read or can you give to the Secretariat?
They can read it, Chair. It's fine.
Okay. Doc, can you read it?
Oh, yes, Chair. The Gauteng legislature mandate reads as follows. The National Environmental Management Law Amendment Bill, B14D of 2017, the deliberation on the 8th of October, 2020. The Gauteng Provincial Legislature is supporting the National Environmental Laws Amendment Bill, subject to the recommendation below being considered. The first one, due to the nature and complexity of environmental legislation, more trainings should be provided to stakeholders so as to ensure compliance with the legislation. The second one, definition of waste should be simplified in order to avoid unnecessary challenges, different interpretations, which could lead to unnecessary court cases. The third one, the public participation as referred to in section 24G should be clearly defined. The fourth one, the corporate arrangement between the South African Police Service and the Environmental Management Inspectors should be regulated. The fifth one, definition of Black professionals should include Indigenous knowledge practitioners. The last one, amnesty concerning application fees for licenses and permits should be provided for local practitioners or traditional healers that are struggling financially. This was signed by Honorable Lasindwe. Thank you. On the 8th of October, 2020.
Thank you very much, Doc. Department?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. In terms of the general comment that due to the nature of the complexity of the environmental, more training should be provided to stakeholders so as to ensure compliance with the legislation. The National and Provincial Environmental and Conservation Authorities do have capacity that is dedicated to raising awareness amongst the stakeholders and their legislative obligations. These would fall within the responsibility of the sections responsible for advocacy, environmental awareness, education and empowerment services. It is acknowledged that awareness raising and training related to the provisions of these laws would support improved awareness, understanding and compliance. The definition, the comment on the definition of waste, that is the clause 58 in brackets J, section 1 of NIMWA, of the Waste Act. The definition of waste should be simplified in order to avoid unnecessary challenges. Yeah. We agree. Exactly. And we support text. We propose the following text. Waste means any substance or substance, material or object in Roman 1 that the generator of that substance, material or object has no further use for within its own processes, whether or not it has any commercial value for the generator, but which can be reused, recycled, recovered, or traded in by any person, Roman 2, that is rejected, abandoned, discarded, or disposed of, either temporary or permanently, or is intended to be discarded or disposed of by the holder of that substance, material or object, regardless whether or not that substance, material or object has any commercial value for the holder or can be reused, recycled, recovered or traded in by any person, or B, any other substance, material or object that may be defined as waste by the minister by notice in the Gazette, but any waste or portion of waste referred to in paragraphs A and B ceases to be waste, Roman 1, once it is reused, recycled or recovered or traded in by the holder of that waste or portion of that waste in accordance with the conditions stipulated in a valid waste management license where applicable or in accordance with the applicable norms or standard made in terms of this act. Roman 2, where the minister has in a prescribed manner excluded the holder of any waste stream or a portion of that waste stream from the definition of waste, enabling the holder thereof to trade in the excluded waste stream or portion of excluded waste stream, provided that the holder is satisfied with the requirements proving the environmental safe, satisfy the requirements of proving the environmentally safe use of the waste stream or portion of waste stream by it or any other person and committed to provide the minister with annual reports of the use thereof. Certain consequential amendments will be required. For example, commercial value needs to be defined, and we suggest the definition for commercial value means the retail value of a thing would have if it's offered for sale. Let me just repeat it. A commercial value means the retail value of a thing would have if it were offered for a sale. And then a trade needs to be defined. Trade in needs to be defined. Trade in means buying, selling, or bartering. And then we will require a transitional provision, and we suggest the following transitional provision, 85.1, any substance, material, or object which is waste in terms of the amended definition of waste, but was not regarded as such prior to the commencement of the amended definition, will be regarded as waste from the date of the commencement of the amended provision, unless it is excluded in terms of Section 4 of the scope of the Principal Act, subsection 2, a person in control of the substance, material, or object must within 60 days from the date of the commencement of the amended definition of waste, either A, apply for a waste management license if the person conducts an activity which is listed in terms of Section 19(1) of the Principal Act, B, comply with the normal or standard if the person conducts an activity which is listed in terms of Section 19(3) of the Act, if applicable, or C, apply for the exclusion of the substance, material, or object from the definition of waste in a prescribed manner. Clause 5, Section 24G, NEMAT, the public participation referred to in Section 24G should be clearly defined. That was the comment. We agree, we support that, and we propose the following text in brackets, and then a capital H in brackets, undertake public participation, which is appropriate to bring the unlawful commencement, undertaking, and or conducting of an activity to the attention of and to provide interested and affected parties with a reasonable opportunity to comment on the application, which public participation may include appropriate elements of public participation as prescribed in the Environmental Impact Assessment Regulation and the Section 24G fine regulation promulgated in terms of this Act. And we also recommend the then revised numbering for Section 24G, just to accommodate that. So in the table that has been distributed to the committee, we have suggested then just a renumbering. The next comment is the cooperative arrangement between SAPS and the environmental management inspectors should be regulated. It's not supported and no amendment is required. Chapter 3 of the Constitution provides for the framework under which spheres of government and organs of state must give effect to cooperative governance, and that includes inter alia, cooperate with one another in mutual trust and good faith by one, Roman 1, fostering friendly relationship, Roman 2, assisting and supporting one another, Roman 3, informing one another of and consulting one another on matters of common interest, Roman 4, coordinating the actions and legislation with one another, Roman 5, adhering to agreed procedures, and Roman 6, avoiding legal procedures against another. We think that is adequate, and in furtherance of these constitutional objectives, the EMI have entered into standard operating procedures since 2009 to give effect to this collaborative relationship, and at this stage it's unnecessary to provide for further regulation of this relationship. We think the Constitution and our standing operating procedures are adequate. Definition of Black professionals should be included in include Indigenous knowledge practitioners. We agree, we support that amendment required, a specific recognition for Black professionals and Indigenous knowledge practitioners. has been incorporated based it on another comment, based on another comment in terms of previous any disadvantaged professional. This is also included in our recommended text, because despite legislative provisions in place for a number of years, the recognition of and promotion of participation by Black professionals have been identified as a significant challenge in the environmental sector. So what we propose is the following text, the full participation of previously disadvantaged professionals with specific emphasis on Black professionals and Indigenous knowledge practitioners in the environmental management sector must be recognized and their participation in the sector promoted. And if we use the phrase Indigenous knowledge practitioners, it needs to be defined, and we suggest the definition Indigenous knowledge practitioner as the meaning assigned to it in section one of the protection, promotion, development and management of Indigenous Knowledge Act 2019, in brackets Act number 6 of 2019. Amnesty concerning application fees for licenses and permits should be provided for local practitioners and traditional healers that are struggling financially. We know that, but we are not of the view that any amendment is required. This can be considered in the various subordinate legislation where fees are prescribed. The fees regulations 2014 already provide for a waiver of certain fees for environmental authorization applications. That is all from my side, Chair.
Thank you very much, ma'am. I'll give to Asta to continue with the voting.
Chairperson, the department has finished. If there's any member would like to ask questions from the legal advisors. If not, I will continue. Chairperson, what we're going to do is, because these were just recommendations and not proposals, but the department has responded to them, to most of them, with recommendations, we will vote on each bullet point. So bullet point number one, Eastern Cape.
Support.
Free State.
Support.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Support.
Northwest.
Support.
Northern Cape, Western Cape, not on the platform. Bullet point number two, Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape support.
Free State.
Free State is in favor.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Northwest.
Support.
Northern Cape, Western Cape, not on the platform. Bullet point number three, Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape support.
Free State.
Support.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Malanga.
Support.
Northwest.
Support.
Northern Cape, Western Cape, not on the platform. Bullet point number four, Eastern Cape.
Support.
Free State.
Support.
Gauteng.
Support.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Malanga.
Support.
Northwest.
Support.
Northern Cape, Western Cape, not on the platform. Bullet number 5, Eastern Cape.
Support.
Free State.
Support.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Support.
Northwest.
Support.
Western Cape, Northern Cape, not on the platform. 6th and last bullet, Eastern Cape.
Support.
Free State.
Support.
Gauteng.
Support.
KZN.
Support.
Limpopo.
Support.
Mpumalanga.
Support.
Northwest.
Support.
Chairperson, that's the end. Northern Cape, Western Cape, not on the platform. Chairperson, that's the end of Gauteng's mandate. The next one would be the KZN mandate, Chairperson.
You can continue. Is it KZN?
Yes, Chairperson.
Mambibi should...
Yes, Chairperson.
Yes, I can continue, Nana, if it's there.
Ray, Doc. Doc, you can read.
Thank you, Chair. The KwaZulu-Natal legislature mandate reads as follows. The Portfolio Committee on Conservation and Environmental Affairs met today, Thursday, the 22nd October 2020, and agreed to mandate the KwaZulu-Natal delegation to support the National Environmental Laws Amendment Bill, B14D of 2017, with the following proposed amendments as outlined in the report attached hereto. Although the proposed amendments to the definition is welcome, more clarity may still be achieved by improving further on the definition as follows. In quotation, woodlands means a group of indigenous trees which are not a natural forest encompassing,
Page 3, Gabriel, starts on page 3.
Yes, sorry for that. The proposed definition remediate, rehabilitate, mitigate, and residual environmental impacts are problematic as they are seen to be counter to contemporary definitions and understanding. Together with that, which is understood in terms of the migration hierarchy. By redefining these terms, it is likely to cause confusion and inconsistency, misapplication of the mitigation hierarchy, and in so doing, undermine the purpose and intention of the Act as well as the environmental principles therein. The proposed definitions are also seen to have an undesirable consequence for at least the correct location of and the character of biodiversity offsets and compensation. To remedy the situation, the following amendments are proposed. Mitigate means to anticipate, avoid, and prevent negative impacts and risks, then to minimize them, rehabilitate or repair impacts to an extent feasible, and compensate or offset remaining significant negative impacts to rectify or remedy harm. Rehabilitate means to restore to the approved the inclusion of sustainable and of use and inclusion of water and air. Residual negative impacts are those remaining after effort to avoid or prevent, minimize, and rehabilitate have been exhausted. Offset means the measure The measurable actions to counterbalance impact remaining after actions to avoid or prevent, and then minimize negative impact. Rehabilitate or repair the damage have been exhausted. Point B, serious concerns about broadening the provision of Section 224G have been raised. The provision is already severely abused and is resulting in loss of biodiversity and negative conservation impacts. The provision of Section 24G have allowed people, open bracket, natural and juristic, close bracket, to undertake activities that require an environmental authorization, destroying critical biodiversity, often irreversible, to pay for relatively small administrative fine and then continue with the activities that may not have been approved had the person followed proper and due process. Section 24G undermines Section 2 of NEMA principles. Point C. Concerns relating to the new provision of Section 24P effectively allowing the applicant to determine the financial provisioning required to undertake progressive rehabilitation and other activities. This determination should be made by an external objective expert based on clear guidance to quantitative financial provisioning for remediation and form part of public participation process. The following amendment is proposed. In brackets three, where prescribed, applicant is proposed to be removed and replaced by independent external expert, must, before the competent authority use an environmental authorization, determine the financial provision which is required to undertake progressive rehabilitation, decommissioning, closure, and post-closure activities, including the pumping and treatment of extraneous and polluted water where relevant. Point D, the time periods prescribed in Section 24PA are unnecessarily long. The 3 and 5 year time periods should be amended to 1 to prevent abuse of financial provisioning, ensuring that there are sufficient funds to undertake the rehabilitation of land, and depending on the findings, increase the funds for rehabilitation. The following amendments are proposed. In bracket B, the word 3 years is proposed to be replaced by year. Review the environmental liability as prescribed and adjust where required the financial provision accordingly to the satisfaction of the minister responsible for mineral resources. Point C, every 3 years is proposed to be removed and replaced by year, subject to the provisioning and the basis of the calculation to independent auditor as prescribed. Point D, every 5 years or in the case of mining permits every 3 years is proposed to be removed and replaced by year, submit to the minister responsible for mining resource and an audit report. The proposed amendments to NEMBA. The term well-being be replaced by welfare, and this amendment be carried throughout the proposed amendment of NEMBA to relate to well-being. Animal welfare considerations vary from species to species, but would be reflective of how an individual species is coping with the conditions of where in which it lives. Overall, an animal is in a good state of welfare if, open brackets, as indicated by the scientific evidence, close bracket, is healthy, comfortable, well-nourished, safe, able to it is not suffering from unpleasant states such as pain, fear, and distress. The following amendment is proposed. the proposed removing well-being states where the living conditions of the fauna biological resource are conducive to its health. Comments on the NEMPA. The proposed amendments to Section 48 of NEMPA will remove the requirement of the minister responsible for mineral resources to provide written submissions for undertaking any activities detailed in Section 48, in brackets 1, in a protected environment. The softening of this provision raises concerns as the minister responsible for mineral resources should not be removed from the decision relating to the location of mining and relating activities and should be held to those decisions where the land in question is legally protected. This proposed amendment undermines the principle of cooperative governance in reaching in Section 41 of the Constitution. And this was signed on the 22nd of October 2020 by the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee. Chair, I request not to try and pronounce their name as I might mispronounce it. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Doc. Department?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. In relation to the definitions of remediate, rehabilitate, mitigate, and residual environmental impacts, we understand the concern because it's, the definitions that we proposed is been in clause one of the bill, which doesn't apply to the rest of the NEMA. It's supposed to be it's actually just applicable to section 24P and PA. So what we recommend is not to redefine it as recommended by the provincial legislature, but rather just to move these amendments to section 24P and PA in clause 9. And then we also recommend, if the department's proposed text is accepted, that the definitions for remediate and residual environmental impact no longer be deleted, as they are no longer proposed for insertion, but that the definitions for mitigate, rehabilitate, latent environmental impact, that those be moved into clause 9. We also do not support the definition for offset because the term offset is not used in NEMA, therefore it doesn't require an amendment. We note the concerns about Section 24G and the abuse thereof, but Section 24G has already been amended specifically to curb the abuse of the provision, amongst others, the compelling competent authorities to direct the applicant to immediately cease the activity pending a decision on the application, except where there are reasonable grounds to believe that a cessation will result in serious harm in the environment, the increasing the maximum monetary penalty from 5 million to 10 million. In addition, Section 24G fine regulations have been promulgated, which provide a criteria to be considered and the process to be followed in the determination of the quantum of the fee. This regulation also provides that a fine committee to recommend the maximum penalty in instances where the person is found to be a repeat contravener. Then there was concerns relating to the new provision of 24P, effectively allowing the applicant to determine the financial provisioning required to undertake progressive rehabilitation and other activities. We are of the view that the department is of the view that there's not a change in the text necessary. The calculation is determined through a set of detailed financial provisioning regulations, which we are currently busy amending. They are site-specific and related to actual environmental impacts, and the calculations are determined by an independent team of specialists. For new mining applications, the calculations are included in the environmental impact assessment documentation, which goes through a public participation process. And there's also an amendment suggested to describe an independent external expert must then determine the financial provision in terms of the amendment to subsection 3. We do not recommend that because the responsibility to provide for the financial provision is on the applicant, but it is determined by a team of specialists, and all those are regulated through the regulations. The time periods prescribed in Section 24PA are unnecessarily long, and it's intended that all the three-year periods be changed back to or changed to 1 year. We do not support the amendment. We rather suggest that we do it by regulation, and that the time periods be prescribed by regulations as suggested earlier. The term well-being being replaced to welfare. The court judgments have linked the welfare of wild animals with their conservation and protection to Section 24 of the Constitution. Now, the term well-being is proposed in a NEMBA for the following reasons. It's to be consistent with Section 24 of the Constitution, which used the word well-being, although only used in terms of humans in that context. The ordinary meaning of welfare also refers to the well-being of animals. And then in the revised proposed definition for well-being, reference to health has been expanded to refer to physical, physiological and mental health. The preference is therefore not to be overly specific and restrictive in defining the concept. And the Department of Forestry, Fisheries and the Environment acknowledged that the Animal Protection Act in 1962 remains the primary legislation for the regulation of welfare and cruelty-related matters. The purpose of the proposed amendment for the Biodiversity Act is to be supplementary legislation and to enable the Minister of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment to address legislative gaps relating to well-being of wild animals, for example, the development of regulatory measures for the manner in which wild animals may be kept in captive environment or transported, to avoid duplication in legislation and potential conflicts between two primary acts. It is not advisable to create a dual legislative system where two primary acts regulate the same provisions in the same detail. The following changes are proposed. Well-being means the holistic circumstances and conditions of an animal, which are conducive to its physical, physiological, and mental health and quality of life and the ability to cope with its environment. Let me just read it again. Well-being means the holistic circumstances and conditions of an animal, which are conducive to its physical, physiological, and mental health and quality of life and ability to cope with its environment. The sequential changes, based on the amendment, we suggest that the faunal biological resources be replaced with animal, and that is in clause 44, where we used it Section 9A, capital A, the Minister may by notice in the Gazette and subject to such conditions as the minister may specify in notice, prohibit any activity that may negatively impact on the well-being of a faunal biological resource. We want that to be replaced and an animal. Section 97 of the National Biodiversity Act, which is the regulatory provision, we also want the faunal biological resource in that provision to be replaced by an animal. And then in clause 42, we suggest the inclusion of a revised amendment of section 2 of NEMBA, the deletion of the proposed amendment to subparagraph 2. We basically recommend the rewording of a subparagraph 2 to read the consideration of the well-being of animals in the management, conservation and sustainable use thereof, a semicolon, and. The proposed amendments to section 48 of the Protected Areas Act, and it was queried, why did we remove the minister responsible for mineral resources and that it should be retained? The only reason why we did it is that due to the one environmental system, the minister responsible for mineral resources is already required to take a decision on whether an environmental authorization should be issued or not. And retaining that in the Protected Areas Act will be just a duplication. And furthermore, in terms of the Constitution, whatever decision the minister of responsible for environmental affairs will have to take, she needs to consult with the minister of responsible for mineral resources. So the proposed amendment intends to remove the minister responsible for from the legal obligation of granting and refusing permission in terms of the Protected Areas Act. However, such a definition will be made by the minister responsible for environmental affairs after consultation with the minister responsible for mineral resources in terms of which is required in terms of the constitution. And that is all from my side, Chief.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Members, any discussion? Members, do you want to discuss after the clarity from the department? None. I'll give back to you, Aska, for voting.
Okay, Chairperson. Let me just get my document on my screen. I'm just also checking whether we still correct. Mm-hmm. Give me a second for that, please.
We still correct.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct, Chairperson. We correct. My apologies. I just have to double check that we do correct before I continue the voting. Okay, Chairperson. Right. KZN's mandate starts page 3, proposed amendments to NEMA. It will be the definitions. The first definition is mitigate. So Eastern Cape.
Support.
Free State.
Support.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo?
They are on the platform.
Limpopo?
Amina? Okay. Limpopo, are you still? Okay, let's go to Mpumalanga.
Support.
Northern Cape, Northern Northwest.
Northwest support.
Western Cape's not on the platform. Northern Cape's not on the platform. Let's double check Limpopo again. Limpopo. Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Okay, chairperson. All right. Then we move on to the definition, rehabilitate. Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape support.
Free State.
Free State support.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo. Limpopo support.
My apologies, Limpopo. Could you just repeat your vote?
Limpopo,
Limpopo
support.
Okay, Limpopo supports. Mpumalanga.
Support.
Northwest.
Support.
Northern Cape, Western Cape, not on the platform. Mitigate, rehabilitate. Residual negative impacts, the definition. Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape support.
Free State.
Support.
Gauteng.
Support.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga. Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga.
Support.
Northwest.
Support.
Okay, chairperson, the last definition is offset. Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape support.
Free State.
Support Free State.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Support.
Northwest.
Support.
Northern Cape, Western Cape, not on the platform. Somebody's mic. Okay, now we go to number B, proposed amendment B, which starts serious concerns about broadening the provisions of Section 24G. Okay, Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape support.
Free State.
Support.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Northwest.
Bokonimbo Phirima support.
Okay. West, Northwest, Northern Cape, Western Cape, not on the platform. Then we went to provision amendment number C, where number three was the proposed amendment. Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape support.
Free State.
Support.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Northwest.
Support.
Northern Cape, Western Cape, not on the platform. Now we come to proposed amendment D. D dealt with the time periods that gave three different suggestions, so we'll have to vote on each one. DB. My apologies, but it is what it is. DB. Eastern Cape.
Support.
Free State.
Support.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KZN.
Support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Support.
Northwest.
Support.
Northern Cape, Western Cape, not on the platform. C. Eastern Cape.
Support.
Free State.
Support.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Support.
Northwest.
Northwest support.
Northern Cape, Western Cape, not on the platform. D. The last one is Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape support.
Free State.
Support.
Gauteng.
Support.
KZN.
Support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Support.
Northwest.
Support.
Northern Cape, Western Cape, not on the platform. Now we go to the proposed amendments on NEMBA, where the term well-being to be replaced with welfare, the whole suggestion was given. So we will now vote on that one, NEMBA. Eastern Cape?
Support.
Free State?
Support.
Gauteng?
Support.
KZN?
KZN support.
Limpopo?
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga?
Support.
Northwest?
Support.
Wait. Then the final was the proposed amendments to NEMPA, to section 48 of NEMPA. That was the final one from KZN. Eastern Cape?
Support.
Free State?
Support.
Gauteng?
Gauteng support.
KZN?
KZN support.
Limpopo?
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga?
Support.
Northwest.
Support.
Okay, Northern Cape, Western Cape, not on the platform. Chairperson, that concludes the negotiating mandate from KZN. Okay, so Limpopo province is the next mandate, Chairperson.
Honorable Chairperson, can you read or we allow the Secretariat to read?
Please allow the Secretariat to take us through.
Thank you. Doc.
Thank you, Chair. The Limpopo Legislature mandate reads as follows. The National Environmental Management Law Amendment Bill, B4D 2017, deliberation on the 8th of October 2020. The provincial NCOP permanent delegates to negotiate in... minimize, rehabilitate, remediate, and compensate. This definition makes provision for impacts remaining after all prior actions in this mitigation sequence or hierarchy have been taken into account. Minimize, new definition. Means to alleviate, reduce, make less severe. Clause 9, insertion of section 24 PA in Act 107 of 1998. The proposed periods of 3 for the review of the environmental liability and 5 years for submission of audit reports are to be amended to 1 year to ensure that there are sufficient funds to undertake rehabilitation and, depending on the findings, to increase the funding for the rehabilitation. The amendment to the National Environmental Management Protection Areas Act of 2003, NEMPA, Clause 38. The amendment of Section 48 of Act 57 of 2003, substituted by Section 18 of Act 31 of 2004 and Section 21 of 2014. B. It is proposed that the minister responsible for mineral resources should be removed from decisions relating to the location of mining and related activities. The amendments to the National Environmental Law, the Biodiversity Act of 2004, the number. Wildlife welfare, new definition, means to cater for diversity of species, the psychological and psychosocial health, and not suffering from any form of stress or pain. Amendments to the National Environmental Management, the Air Quality, the NEMQA. The amendment of Section 41, close bracket 3, of Act 39 of 2004. The provisional atmospheric license is valid for a period of 1 year. 1 year from the date of the commissioning of the listed activity and may be extended to an additional 1 year or a period determined by the licensing authority on good cause shown. This was signed on the 12th of October 2020. Thank you
very much, Doc. Members, do you want to reflect on this before I can give to the department for clarity? None, department?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Many of the comments made were made before, and so I will be very quick. Mitigate, the new definition means avoid, prevent, and minimize or rehabilitate, remediate, and compensate. The definition makes provision for impacts remaining after all prior actions in the mitigation sequence or hierarchy have been taken into account. We suggest, like before, that there's no amendments required to the text of the definitions, but for mitigate, rehabilitate, latent environmental impacts, as well as audit, to be moved to clause 8 and 9, and also to apply to clause 9. These provisions deal with the financial provisioning and these concepts as defined apply specifically to those. If the proposed amendments are of the department in respect of the financial provisioning regulation or financial provisioning is accepted, then we also ask that the definitions for remediate and residual environmental impact be deleted as they are no longer proposed for insertion. It should be noted that it is not possible to avoid or prevent impact when authorizations have been given for mining. By nature, mining impacts on the environment and therefore it is only possible after authorizing mining to alleviate the impacts, and compensation would also be done prior to the mining and not at a closure when remediation would be implemented. Minimize, the new definition that is suggested, it's not necessary to define the term minimize because it's not used. We rather suggest that mitigate be retained, and it's defined as mitigate means alleviate, reduce, or make less severe. The proposed periods of 3 years for review of environmental liability. We request an amendment to section 24PA1 and 5 as previously proposed. And we propose that we rather amend the bill to be framework legislation and then make provision for the time periods in regulations. Section 48 of NEMPA, the Minister of Mineral Resources, as previously explained, it is just removed because the Minister of Mineral Resources is the competent authority that issues the environmental authorization for the activity, and having that another decision-making provision for the minister would be a duplication, and therefore it's only the Minister of responsible for environmental affairs that would make the decision, but she would do so in after consultation with the Minister of Mineral Resources as required by the Constitution. Section clause 41, section 1, the definition they required wildlife welfare to be defined. We do not agree with the terminology wildlife welfare, and we suggest that the term well-being as proposed in NEMPA be used, in the bill be used. And as previously explained, there are various reasons why we prefer well-being as opposed to welfare. And the well-being, we suggest that well-being be amended to means the holistic circumstances and conditions of an animal, which are conducive to its physical, physiological and mental health and quality of health, quality of life and the ability to cope with its environment, and then also the sequential amendments as previously explained. The new proposed amendment to section 41(3) of the Air Quality Act, where it is proposed that the provisional atmospheric emission license is valid for a period of 1 year from the date of the commissioning of a listed activity and may be extended to an additional 1 year, which is in the current bill, or to a period determined by the licensing authority on good cause shown. That is what is suggested by the provincial legislature. We do not support this amendment. The proposal will empower the licensing authority to issue a provisional license that can be renewed endlessly. There are already provisional licenses from some provinces that were valid for 5 years, thus allowing facilities to operate without the need to comply with the minimum emission standards. And the atmospheric emission license cannot be issued to a facility that failed to demonstrate compliance with the minimum emission standards. By issuing the license, the authorities will be undermining the law. A facility is designed with the minimum emission standards being the battery limit or the boundary condition for the plant, while it is understood that it might take some time for the plant to operate as it is intended during the design. The 2 year period is enough to illustrate compliance with the law. The regulated community needs to understand that the atmospheric emission license is an essential authorization that allows them to operate within acceptable limits. That is all from my side.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Any comments from the members of the committee or discussion or clarity seeking question? None? Asuka?
Thank you, Chairperson. I just once again would like to look at the quorum. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, Chairperson, we correct. Chairperson, let me call up my document. So we'll vote the proposed amendments, clause 1, section 1, the definitions. Would be the first definition would be mitigate. So that would be Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape support.
Free State.
Support.
Gauteng. Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Support.
Northwest.
Yes.
Northwest.
Support.
Support. Northern Cape, Western Cape, not on the platform. The next definition, minimize. Eastern Cape.
Support.
Free State.
Support.
Gauteng.
Support.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Northwest.
Support.
Northern Cape, Western Cape, not on the platform. Then we go to the amendment to NEMPA, which is clause 38, amendment of section 48, Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape support.
Free State.
Free State support.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Northwest.
Northwest support.
Northern Cape, Western Cape, not on the platform. Then we go to the amendments to NEMBA. It starts with wildlife, the new definition. So that would be Eastern Cape. Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape support.
Free State.
Free State support.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Support.
Northwest.
Support.
Northern Cape and Western Cape was not is not on the platform. Then the last would the last amendment proposed would be to the NEMA Air Quality NEMQA amendment section 41.3. So that would be the last one. Eastern Cape.
Support.
Free State.
Support.
KZN. I mean, sorry, Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo.
Limpopo support.
Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Northwest.
Support.
Northern Cape, Western Cape, not on the platform. Chair, that brings us to the conclusion of the Limpopo mandate. The next one would be Mpumalanga's mandate, Chairperson.
Mpumalanga, can you read it or the secretariat to read it?
The secretary can read, Mama.
Thank you, Papa.
Thank you, Chair. The Mpumalanga mandate reads as follows. The National Environmental Laws Amendment Bill, B14D 2017, deliberation date 20 October 2020. The Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Rural Development, Land and Environmental Affairs, after considering the National Environmental Management Laws Amendment Bill, B14D 2017, termed the bill, confers on the permanent delegate representing the Mpumalanga Provincial Legislature in the National Council of Provinces, the NCOP, the mandate to negotiate in favor of the bill without any proposed amendments. This was signed on the 20th of October, 2020. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Doc. Because there's no any amendment, we go straight to the vote.
Chairperson, there is no vote. Mpumalanga
support
is no proof. Yeah. The next
we
one would be Northern Cape, Chairperson. Northern Cape is not on the platform, but you have the mandate or the authority to read the mandate on their behalf.
Can Doctor read it quickly?
Okay. The Northern Cape provincial legislature mandate reads as follows. After due deliberation, the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Land Reform, Rural Development, Environment and Nature Conservation hereby supports the bill. The committee adopted this negotiating mandate, duly signed by the chairperson of the committee. The committee recommends to the House to mandate the permanent delegates to participate in the deliberations at the negotiating stage and to support the bill, taking note of the comments or recommendations raised by the stakeholders. Here are those, Chair. The applicability of the changes to the existing strategic infrastructure plans and the impact of expanded infrastructure, in brackets power, servitudes or alignments to incorporate alternative power sources into the existing electrical power grids. In other words, if these amendments are enforceable on the projects which have already been approved but are implemented over a long term. The movement of grant power.
Chairperson. My apologies, Gabriel.
Yes.
Are you reading the mandate of the Northern Cape or Northwest?
Oh, sorry, Northern Cape. Oh, sorry.
The Northern Cape is the
next
mandate of Mpumalanga.
Okay, my apologies. The Northwest
Northern
mandate.
Cape.
I'm reading the Northwest or Northern Cape?
Northern Cape.
Yes, I was reading the Northern Cape before.
The Northern Cape mandate just says the legislature votes in favor of the bill.
There were two documents. The second one refers to the...
The second one is their report. The first one is their mandate.
Okay.
The mandate just says the legislature votes in favor of the bill. It was signed on the 12th of October, 2020.
Okay.
The next one would now be the Northwest Province.
Did I read it? Okay. The Northwest Province Legislature mandate reads as follows. The National Environmental Laws Amendment Bill, B14D 2017. The Northwest Provincial Legislature votes in favor of the National Environmental Laws Amendment Bill with proposed amendments. The National Environmental Act, NEMA, definitions. There is a strong opposition of the proposed definition of the term mitigate, rehabilitate, remediate, and residual environmental impact, and propose that these terms require rewording. These words are seen to concur to contemporary definitions and understanding, and thereby redefining these terms, it is likely to cause confusion and inconsistency and misapplication of the mitigation hierarchy. The proposed definition are also seen to have an undesirable consequence for the correct location and the character of biodiversity offsets and compensation. This could weaken the state of fiduciary duties to ensure that natural environment and the biodiversity therein is protected and used sustainably. The following proposed amendments mitigate means to anticipate, avoid, prevent negative impacts and risk, then to minimize them, rehabilitate or repair the impacts to an extent feasible, and compensate or offset remaining significant negative impacts to rectify or redeem harm. Offset means the measurable action to counterbalance impacts remaining after actions to avoid or prevent and then minimize negative impacts. Rehabilitate or repair damage have been exhausted. The definition of residual negative impacts is nonsensical when reading the definition of financial provision. The latter refers to mitigation, remediation, rehabilitation of residual environmental impacts. How can residual impacts be mitigated, remediated, or rehabilitated when there are, by definition, those impacts remaining after such measures have been undertaken? It is proposed that the residual negative impacts be defined as those remaining after efforts to avoid or prevent, minimize or rehabilitate have been exhausted. Rehabilitate means to restore to the proved sustainable end use of land, water and air. The proposed definition of remediate does not encompass compensation, since these measures neither repair nor reverse the environmental damage caused by the project being authorized. Clause 3, Section 24C, in brackets 11, allows for simultaneous submission of applications where the environmental authorization also includes activities requiring permits or license under specific environmental management acts. It is supported, provided that these permits and licenses are only approved once the environmental authority is granted to prevent any undue or premature development being undertaken. Clause 3 of 7. It appears that any mining rights issued in terms of the Mining and Petroleum Resource Development Act that on or before the 8th of December 2014 will be deemed as having authorization in terms of NEMA. The proposed amendment, as it stands currently, has the potential to vindicate those mining companies that a mining without a valid environmental authorization and cause a substantial number of mining companies' environmental management obligations to be substantially below what is required by various provisions in NEMA. And if so doing risk causing uncertainty and confusion with respect to enforcement of this and other relevant environmental legislation. It is therefore proposed that there be a provision of transitional arrangements that require that all mining companies by a specific date to amend their EMPRS to meet these new requirements and to have these amendments documents reapproved by the department. Clause 13 of the bill, Section 31, A to Q. The appointment of the environmental management and inspectors across all these three spheres of government is appreciated. Recognized constraints may, however, limit the actual number of inspectors in the field. Proposed is that government can consider the appointment of honorary environmental management inspectors from members of the public, including members of civil society, to support the capacity of government, but focusing on minor environmental transgressions, honorary officers would also have to complete specified training and be certified to ensure consistent and appropriate action. Clause 30 of the bill. Delegation of powers should be considered if there is demonstrated capacity to deal with the relevant matters. The Environmental Management Protection Areas Act of 2003, the NEMPA. The proposed amendments to Section 48 of NEMPA will remove the requirement for the minister responsible for mineral resources to provide written permission for undertaking any activities. The minister responsible for mineral resources should not be removed from decisions relating to the location of the mine and relevant activities, and should be held to those decisions where the land in question is legally protected. The National Environmental Management Biodiversity Act, NEMBA, Clause 42 of the bill. The scope of the bill extends its scope to include the well-being of any fauna biological resource. Proposal is that it should be clear that the bill is underpinned by the principle laid down by NEMBA, and that sustainability requires social responsibility, environmental sustainability, and economic efficiency. The fact that the scope includes fauna biological resources not conflict the overlap mandates between the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, and the Department of Forestry and Fishery, and the difference in wildlife populations and that in captive operations. The five freedoms are applied in welfare assessments of captured animals, don't apply to wildlife animals that are part of the well-functioning system. Where natural environmental drivers such as drought should continue to persist to maintain ecological processes and natural selection. Specific attention should be given to the alignment of the principle of sustainable and responsible use of fauna biological resources and the construct of animal well-being. Clause 46 and 47, the amendments relating to alien invasive species is supported. It is therefore proposed that where it is required, that written notification of invasive species on land must be given to the competent authority. The competent authority must develop the necessary information material and mechanisms to inform, educate, empower the general public to identify and eradicate such alien species. This was signed on the 13th of October, 2020. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Doc. Department?
Thank you, the Honourable Chair. The first one is again on the definition of mitigate, rehabilitate, remediate and residual environmental impacts. We say that no amendment is required to rehabilitate except to move it to the sections to which it apply, and that is clause 8, section 24P, and it should also apply to section 24PA. There is no amendment required for the definition for mitigate, but it's also proposed just to move. And then the terms, if the amendments of the department is accepted, then the terms remediate and residual environmental impact definition should be deleted and they are, as they are no longer proposed for insertion in the bill. The definitions of NEMA, mitigate means to, in terms of the proposed amendment to mitigate, there's no amendment required except to move it, and then at the point of rehabilitation, it's not possible to avoid a negative impacts or risks. Proposed amendment to offset, it's not used, and therefore we do not recommend that that an amendment be done. The definition of the residual impact, a negative impact, is nonsensical. That is the comment. Amendment required to delete residual environmental impacts from the proposed definitions. In mining, it's not always possible to remediate and rehabilitate all impacts. There will be some impacts which are ongoing, for example, the treatment of polluted water. Therefore, these impacts are not possible to remediate at the time of the decommissioning and closure. The current definition of residual environmental impacts does refer to the impacts that remain after actions to mitigate, rehabilitate, and remediation have been undertaken, but we suggest that it be removed. Again, proposed amendment to rehabilitate. There is an amendment required, namely to delete the definition of remediate, no amendment to the definition of rehabilitate, except the proposed move to section 24P, as it relates to the financial provision. Compensation will be considered prior to the authorization of the project. It is therefore not required in the definition of rehabilitation. A definition for remediate is proposed to be deleted, as this is no longer required to be defined for the purpose of the financial provisioning, which was the reason for its insertion. Then there was a comment on clause 3, section 24C11, allow for the simultaneous submission of applications where environmental authorization also includes activities requiring permits or license under a specific Environmental Management Act. It is supported provided that these permits and licenses are only approved once the environmental authorization is granted to prevent any undue premature development being undertaken. That was the comment. The department's response is that we do not require any amendment. The intention with the introduction of section 24C11 is to ensure that multiple processes can be combined because of the similarities in both the procedural and content aspects in order to save time and duplication where possible, to force a staggered a process by forcing the environmental authorization to be granted first may defeat this objective. Where applications are run together, the legal provision already to a certain extent provides for a sequence in the issuing of such decision. It must also be kept in mind that procedural and technical requirements for the environmental authorization may differ from that of the specific environmental management acts. For example, the requirements such as for a water use license application process and the refusal of one application may not then automatically result in the refusal of another. Different legal mandates and requirements and considerations are applicable. Clause 82, that is section 3.7. No 3.7 could be found. However, the wording of clause 82 is intended to indicate that if all legal requirements that were applicable for 8 December 2014 were met and activities so authorized commence after 8 December 2014. These activities are deemed to be lawfully commenced with. There are exceptions provided in the provision, namely where an environmental authorization or waste management license was applied for but refused, or where it was not obtained, it was required but not applied for. In such, if an institution was operating illegally, this provision does not legalize such conduct. This deals with historical cases, mostly while new mining applicants after 8 December 2014 had to comply with the same provisions as are applicable to all other applicants. Clause 82, that is subsection 2 and 3 of section 12 of Act 62 of 2008, already provides for the upgrading of old MPRs under certain circumstances. There is no intention to convert environmental management programs or plans to environmental authorizations. Clause 13, that is section 31A2Q of NEMA. The appointment of environmental management inspectors across all three spheres of government is appreciated. Resource constraints may, however, limit the actual number of inspectors in the field. Proposal is that government can consider the appointment of honorary environmental inspectors for members of the public, including members of civil society, to support the capacity of government, but focusing on minor environmental transgressions. Currently, sections 31B, BA, and BB and C provide that only staff members of government departments and organs of state are eligible for designation as environmental management inspectors. There is no provision for the designation of a non-government official as an honorary EMI. MINTEC Working Group 4, which deals with compliance and enforcement, is currently in the process of considering the potential inclusion of such provisions in NEMA. However, it is premature at this stage to include such a provision as a thorough assessment feasibility will be required to ensure that the proper system is in place prior to the inclusion in legislation. Clause 30, section 34E of NEMA, the delegation of power should be considered if there is demonstrated capacity to deal with relevant matters. This is already enabled in law and will be done as part of the implementation of the legal framework. That is our response. Section clause 38, section 48 of NEMPA, it is again the proposed amendments to section 48. There is a proposal that that the minister responsible for mineral resources should not be removed from a decision relating to the location of mining and related activities. As previously explained, this removal stems from the fact that the Minister of Mineral Resources is already required to take decisions on whether an environmental authorization should be issued or not, and we just want to remove the duplication. Clause 42, Section 2 of NEMPA, the scope of the bill extends its scope to include the well-being of any fauna biological resource. Proposal is that it should be clear that the bill is underpinned by the principles laid down by NEMA and that sustainability requires social responsibility, environmental sustainability, and economic efficiency. We Our response is that no amendment is required. The proposed principles are already contained in Section 24 of the Constitution, and we, as the principle set out in Section 24, in Section 2 of the NEMA, also apply to specific Environmental Management Act, so there's no amendment required. And we then suggest, as we have previously explained, the definition for well-being and the sequential changes that we have previously read to the committee. Then clause 46 and 47, section 73 and 5 of the Biodiversity Act. Amendments relating to alien invasive species is supported. That is now the comment from the provincial legislature. It is therefore proposed that where it is required that written notification of invasive species on land must be given to the competent authority, the competent authority must develop the necessary information, material and mechanisms to inform, educate and empower the general public to identify and eradicate such alien. We know that, and we support that awareness and education programs will be rolled out. And that is all from my side.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Based on time, members, do you want to comment any, before I give to Aska for voting because of time? Aska?
Thank you, Chairperson. Before we proceed with voting, I just want to check once more if we correct. One, two, three. Yes, we correct. From what I can see, the voting on NEMA, it will be the definitions. So we'll start off with mitigate. Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape support.
Free State.
Support.
Gauteng. Gauteng.
You come back to them.
Limpopo.
Aye, bo. President support.
sorry, ma. My apologies. KZN. Limpopo.
Yeah, KZN support.
Limpopo. Okay.
Limpopo.
I don't think they're on the platform. They might have
been.
Okay.
Mpumalanga.
Support.
Northwest.
Support.
Okay, we'll go back to Gauteng.
They're not on the platform?
No. They're not on the platform, Chair. Limpopo.
Continue, Asa.
Okay, Limpopo is also not on the platform. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The definition for offset.
Huh?
The definition offset. All right. Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape support.
Free State.
Support.
Gauteng. Not on the platform.
They are. Mama, we. Hello, Chair?
Yes, Mam Gwenya.
I'm listening.
The definition.
We need your vote. How can support?
Right, KZN.
And Chair, I had to go to the meeting of presiding officers at 1 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah, give us 2 minutes.
President support.
Limpopo. Mpumalanga.
Support.
Support.
Northwest. Support.
Support.
Okay, reasonable negative, residual negative impacts definition, Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape support.
Free State.
Support.
Gauteng.
Angwin, Mamangwe.
A president,
let me think. Gauteng
support. President. Gauteng support.
Limpopo. Mpumalanga.
Support.
Northwest.
Support.
Rehabilitate definition. Eastern Cape.
Support.
Free State.
Support.
Okay.
Mangwenya.
Hotel support.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo.
Not on your platform.
Malanga.
Support.
Northwest.
Support.
Remediate the definition. Remediate Eastern Cape.
Support.
Free State.
Support.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo, not on the platform. Mpumalanga.
Support.
Northern Cape, Western Cape, not on the platforms. Northwest.
Support.
Okay, clause number number 2, clause 3, section 24C, Eastern Cape.
Support.
Free State.
Support.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo, not on the platform. Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga support.
Northwest.
Support.
Northern Cape, Western Cape, not on the platform. Number clause number 3, 7, it appears it may be mining right, right. Eastern Cape.
Support.
Free State.
Support.
Gauteng.
Support.
KZN.
Support.
Limpopo, not on the platform. Mpumalanga.
Support.
Northern Cape not on the platform. Northwest.
Support.
Western Cape not on the platform. Number 4, Amendment 4 is Clause 13 of the Bill. Eastern Cape.
Support.
Free State.
Support.
Gauteng.
Support.
KZN.
Support.
Limpopo. Not on the platform. Mpumalanga.
Support.
Northern Cape not on the platform. Northwest.
Support.
Western Cape not on the platform. Number 5 is Clause 30 of the Bill. So that would be Eastern Cape.
Support.
Support for the state.
Support. Gauteng. Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo not on the platform. Mpumalanga.
Support.
Northern Cape not on the platform. Northwest.
Support.
Western Cape not on the platform. Okay, then we come to NEMPA. Section 48, the proposed amendments. Eastern Cape.
Support.
Free State.
Support.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo not on the platform. Mpumalanga.
Support.
Northern Cape not on the platform. Northwest.
Support.
Western Cape not on the platform. Then the last two would be NEMBA, clause 42 of the bill. Eastern Cape.
Support.
Free State.
Support.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo not on the platform. Mpumalanga.
Support.
Northern Cape, not on the platform, Northwest. Northwest. Western Cape, not on the platform. Then the last one is clause 46 and 47. Amendments relating to alien invasive. Eastern Cape.
Support.
Free State.
Support.
Gauteng.
Gauteng support.
KZN.
KZN support.
Limpopo not on the platform. Mpumalanga.
Support.
Northern Cape not on the platform. Northwest.
Support.
Western Cape not on the platform. Chairperson, that is the last one for Northwest. While I am on the platform, can I just get a proposal and second for the minutes of the 8th of June, last week's meeting?
The minutes, quickly.
Yes, we did receive them. I move for the adoption of the minutes, Chairperson.
Any seconder?
I'm seconding.
Thank you very much, honorable members. We are pressing by time because it's already late. We are going to for plenary. Members are going to prepare themselves. We will deal in the next meeting with the Western Cape negotiating mandates because it's too long. That's why we decided to finish on the Northwest. So we will meet again. Thank you very much, department and legal advisors, for attending our meeting. This meeting is officially adjourned.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Come on.